This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم الصلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I tried to be brave last week and I stood for the pre-khutbah but inna Sorry? Oh, it's a short lecture, inshallah. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر الله لك ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا Inshallah, we'll start there. This is Surah Al-Fath, revealed in the sixth year of the Hijrah. The Prophet ﷺ had previously seen in a dream that he had entered Makkah and he was circumambulating. He was making tawaf around the Kaaba. And so he gathered the Sahaba and they made their way towards Makkah al-Mukarramah with the intention of performing Umrah. But they went via a path which is not a normal path, and that is via Hudaybiyah. And in order to avoid, because Quraysh, when they heard that they were coming, they sent out a party of warriors because they thought that maybe the Muslims were going to attack. But the Muslims were in Ihram and they had sacrificial animals with them and they weren't carrying weapons. So when they came to Al-Hudaybiyah, the Quraysh sent their ambassador, Suhail ibn Amr, to go and negotiate with them. And that's when they came to the terms of the treaty of Hudaybiyah. And actually, initially they sent Sayyidina Uthman to Makkah. And then there was rumors that they had killed Sayyidina Uthman. And so that's why the Prophet ﷺ went and took the pledge under the tree. And Bayat al-Ridwan, he took the pledge under the tree that they would fight Quraysh to the last man for having taken the life of Sayyidina Uthman. But then when Suhail ibn Amr, when he came to Hudaybiyah and they discovered that Sayyidina Uthman had not been killed, then they sat down to put down the conditions of the treaty. And as we know, the treaty was that there was to be peace for 10 years. I'm not going to go through the whole treaty, but the main part of the treaty was that peace for 10 years, any Muslim that, or anyone of Quraysh that comes to the Prophet ﷺ, if he has embraced Islam and he comes to the Prophet, he must be handed back, like in the case of Abu Jandal, was given to his back to his father. And any of the Muslims that came to Mecca would be returned to Medina. And included in the treaty was that they were not going to be allowed to perform Umrah that year. This was now about Dhul-Qa'dah, in the sixth year after the Hijrah, but that they could make Umrah the following year. And that if anybody attacks the other party, then the treaty is broken. Even if they attack an ally of the other party. So allied to Quraysh was Bani Bakr, and allied to Quraysh was Khuza'a. It's quite strange because Khuza'a and Bani Bakr, once upon a time, they are the ones that threw Jurhum out of Mecca, about 150 of the Common Era. And they were there between 300 and 500 years. If it was 500 years, they would have come 200 years earlier, but it was Qusay, the leader of Quraysh, that then threw Bani Bakr and Bani Khuza'a out of Mecca. I think I mentioned the story of Abu Ghubshan, the donkey. And so it lasted for about 3 years until Bani Bakr attacked. Bani Bakr, the allies of Quraysh, attacked Khuza'a, the allies of the Muslimin. And after that, then when the treaty was broken, then our beloved Prophet ﷺ, he amassed an army of about 10,000 and they conquered Mecca. Allahu Akbar. So when we read, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. Indeed, we have granted you a clear victory. Then the first thing, Mecca. But this wasn't revealed at the conquest of Mecca. It was revealed in the sixth year after the Hijrah. So what victory is Allah speaking about? إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا Mubina. And a clear victory. A clear victory. As clear as the sun in the middle of the sky on a cloudless day. So the Mufassirun, they say, this is referring to Al-Hudaybiyah. Al-Hudaybiyah was a clear victory. Because in those 3 years, thousands came into the fold of Islam. Because of the peace between Quraysh and the Muslimin. You know? People from the disbelieving Quraysh used to come to Medina and as disbelievers. They come to Medina and they listen to the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They listen to the discussions of the Sahaba. And they came into the fold of Islam. That's how Sayyidina Khalid embraced Islam. That's how Sayyidina Suhail ibn Amr, the ambassador, who scratched out, who ordered the scratching out, the erasing of Rasulullah at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, a few years later, or a short time thereafter, embraced Islam. So, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. Indeed, we have granted you a clear triumph, a clear victory, was the treaty itself. Because it paved the way for the victory of Fathu Makkah. It paved the way for the conquest of Mecca. And then, within 70 years, the conquest of the known world. The conquest of the known world. Rome and Faris. I mean, that was the Prophet and one of the last wasiyas that he made was that Jaish Usama. The two armies that Sayyidina Abu Bakr should send two armies at the same time. One to fight Persia and another one to fight Rome. They didn't worry about, well, how many are they? Do they have an iron dome? Do they have a brass dome? Do they have a steel dome? Do they have Apaches? Do they have Comanches? Have they got spears? Have they got shields? Have they got rockets? Have they got guns? Have they got tanks? La wallah. La wallah. So the Treaty of Hudaybiyah in itself was a clear victory. But there were even doubters. There were doubters at the time. And Allah, I made a dua. In fact, the person that really put the love of this man, who at that time doubted, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, rahimahullah ta'ala, you know, all the years as a student, when I listened to him describe the personality of Umar ibn al-Khattab, wallahi, Allah entered the love of Sayyidina Umar into my heart. Of course, you know, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he is the best after the Anbiya. And after Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. Anta siraju ahli jannah, ya Umar. A man that one day kharaja mutawahishan bi sayfi. He left his home armed to the hilt. Where was he going? Was he going hunting? Was he going to kill Abu Jahl? Or Abu Lahab? Kharaja mutawahishan bi sayfi li qatli Rasulillah. Umar! He left that day armed to the hilt with his sword on his way to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very shortly after that, he ended up at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka ya Muhammad Rasulullah. And Sidna Hamza was ready for him. Sidna Hamza was ready for him, but Allah had already guided him. Few verses from Surah Taha melted his heart and brought him onto the Haqq. And only then did the Muslims come out and openly invite to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly gave izzah. He gave honor to the Muslimin through the embracing of Islam of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. لو كان نبيا بعدي لكان عمر. If there had to have been a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. Umar. He who said, لو أثرت بغلة في العراق لخشيت أن يسألني الله عنها يوم القيامة لما لم تصلح لها طريقي عمر. Umar, he who said, if a donkey had to trip on the road to Baghdad, I fear that Allah will question me on the day of Qiyamah. Why didn't you fix the road for the donkey? Where is Umar and the Muslim leaders of today? Allah. كان يخاف الله خوفا يعتقد أن النار لم تخلق إلا له وحده. He feared Allah so much that he believed that the fire of Jahannam had only been created for him. And that is why, and I've told the story many times, every time he wanted to know from Hudhaifa, the keeper of the secret of the Messenger of Allah, هَلْ وَجَدْتَ اسْمِي بَيْنَ هَؤُلَىٰ, is my name on the list of the munafiqeen. And eventually when he became the Khalifa, Hudhaifa had to say to him, يَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, I seek refuge in Allah from what you are saying, O Commander of the Faithful, أَنْتَ مِنْ عَشَّرَةِ الْمُبَشِّرِينَ بِالْجَنَّةِ, you are of the 10 people that have been promised Jannah. But then it was said, no, Umar. He never took it for granted. He never took it for granted. So who were the doubters? Who were the doubters on that day? Sayyidina Umar was a doubter. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda. Let me try and summarize it for you. So Sayyidina Umar wanted to know. He said, I approached the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and said, are you not truly the Prophet of Allah? This is now after the Prophet has now agreed to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. In Sayyidina Umar's eyes at that time, This is a loss. This is a humiliation. Allah had not yet revealed Surah Al-Fath, that it was indeed a clear victory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Muslims, paving the way for the ultimate victory. So Sayyidina Umar, he narrates, I approached the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and said, are you not truly the Prophet of Allah? He replied, indeed. I asked, are we not upon the truth and our enemy upon falsehood? He replied, indeed. I then questioned, why then do we yield in our religion? لِمَا نُؤْتِي الدَّنِيَةَ فِي دِينِنَا. And why do we allow ourselves to be humiliated in the fact that if one of them embraces Islam and comes to us, that we have to hand him over? He said, no, Umar couldn't accept this. He couldn't understand this. How is it possible? One of them embraces Islam and comes to us, that we have to hand that person over? Do we yield? Why then do we yield in our religion? He responded, the Prophet ﷺ responded, I am the messenger of Allah and I do not disobey him. And he will support me. I said, did you not tell us that we would come to the house and perform tawaf around it? He said, yes, but did I tell you that it would be this year? Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. I didn't tell you it was this year. Can't hold me to that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I replied, said Umar says, I replied, no. He said, you will come to it and perform tawaf around it. But then said Umar went to Abu Bakr. You know, we say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr was the right-hand man of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sayyidina Umar was the right-hand man from the other side. And those two were like the balance, like the yin and the yang for our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Umar was the very stern, hardcore, you know. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was the one that whenever he recited Quran, he cried. They say he had like two scars, two rivulets on his cheeks from crying so much when he read and recited the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the man who saved the day. You know, just to give you an easy example to understand who's Umar and who's Abu Bakr. The day our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intaqala ila rafiq al-a'la. The day when Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Allah took him from this world and returned him to his creator. And Sayyidina Aisha came out, she said, Qad mata Muhammad. Muhammad has died. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah says, Innaka mayitun wa innahum mayitun. Indeed, you, O Muhammad, you will die and they will all die. So she was just stating a fact. And then it started to spread. So Sayyidina Umar came out, he lost it. Really, he lost it. And he pulled out his sword and he said, whoever says Muhammad is dead, I'll chop off his head. Sayyidina Abu Bakr stands up, he says, Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan, fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Sayyidina Umar, there was a fire. Sayyidina Umar put fuel on the fire. But that was his character. All sincerely, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr came and he put the fire out, put water on the fire. Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Whoever worships Muhammad, then let them know that Muhammad is dead. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But whoever worships Allah, know that Allah is alive and cannot die. And the ulama, they say that Allah had prepared Sayyidina Abu Bakr for that day when they were in the cave. فَأَنْزَلَ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah sent down the peace onto his heart. Not onto the Prophet's heart. The Prophet was at peace. The Prophet was at peace. The Prophet said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Don't be scared. Don't be worried. Allah is with us. So the peace was already in the heart of Muhammad. So when Allah says, فَأَنْزَلَ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ, he put the sakina into the heart of Abu Bakr, preparing him for that day when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to leave this world, and he would have to take charge of the affairs of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar goes to Abu Bakr and says, "Oh Abu Bakr, is this Muhammad? Is he not truly the Prophet of Allah?" He replied, "Indeed." Umar continued, "Are we not on the truth? Alasna al-haq wa adawna ala al-batil? Are we not on the truth and our enemies on falsehood?" Abu Bakr said, "Indeed." Umar said, "Then why are we yielding in our religion?" Abu Bakr replied, Ya Rajul, oh man. You know, he's in a way, he's like, but nicely, he's rebuking him. Ya Rajul, oh man, indeed, he is the messenger of Allah, and he does not disobey his Lord, and Allah will support him. Adhere closely to his side, for by Allah, he is upon the truth. And said Umar, and said, "Did he not tell us that we would come to the house and make tawaf around it?" Abu Bakr replied, "Yes, but did he inform you that it would be this year?" It was a special connection between Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar answered, "No." Abu Bakr said, "Indeed, you will come to it and perform tawaf around it." Az-Zuhri said that Umar later remarked, "I subsequently performed a lot of good deeds to compensate for that, you know, as a penance, for even doubting for one moment that the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was indeed a clear victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Let's go back to the verses. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Indeed, we have granted you a clear victory, so that Allah may forgive you for your past and future shortcomings. Perfect is His favor upon you, and He guides you along the straight path, so that He will aid you and help you tremendously. He is the one who sent down serenity upon the hearts of the believers. I see our time is running short, so I'm just going to give you the English. He is the one who sent down serenity upon the hearts of the believers, so that they may increase even more in their faith. To Allah alone belong the forces of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. So that He may admit the believing men and women into gardens under which rivers flow. Hani'an lakum ya ahl Gaza. Hani'an lakum. Congratulations to the martyrs of Gaza, to the martyrs of Nablus and Tulkaram and Janin. Hani'an lakum. To all our martyrs, congratulations. So He may admit believing men and women into gardens and under which rivers flow, to stay there forever and absolve them of their sins. And that is a supreme achievement in the sight of Allah. Also, so that He may punish the hypocrite men and women, and polytheistic men and women who harbor evil thoughts of Allah. May ill fate befall them. La'anahum Allah. Allah curses them. The munafiqeen. Those who have allied themselves to the enemies of Allah. Therefore, they themselves becoming enemies of Allah. Because those who aid, especially when it comes to the allies of Zionism. Listen to what I'm telling you. In the history of Christianity and Judaism, there has never been an alliance between Christians or Jews until the advent of Zionism. Lord Shaftesbury, Lord Palmerston, Henry William Churchill, he's like a great, great, great uncle of the other war criminal, Winston Churchill. These were all Christian Zionists. These were the ones that, and even Napoleon before them. Although he wasn't a Christian Zionist ideologue, but he was the one that planted the seed. And the Christian Zionists then took it forward. And then in the 1880s, people like Leon Pinsker, people like Asher Ginsberg, people like Theodore Herzl, and those that came after them, from amongst the disbelieving Jews, from amongst the atheist Jews, that then took this alliance forward. The alliance between so-called Christians and Jews, they've never had an alliance on anything except Zionism. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. That's the key. That's the key. Oh, those of you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. Them being allies of one another. Show me, please, show me where in history have the Jews and the Christians made an alliance on anything but on Zionism. Nowhere. And then at the end, what does Allah say? وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ. And those who ally with them, who make an alliance with that alliance, the alliance of Zionism, from you, from amongst you, who call yourselves Muslimin, then you are of them. You are no longer Muslim. You have left the fold of Islam. فَإِنَّهُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever allies themselves with them, then he is of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. In the hadith of At-Tabarani, مَنْ مَشَى مَعَ ظَالِمٍ لِيُعِينَهُ. Whoever walks with an oppressor to support him. A ship. I was reading the article this morning, but I didn't memorize the name of the ship. Forgive me for that. I'm sure that's forgivable. Yeah. But it came from Germany, laden with weapons, on its way to where? On its way to the Zionist state. The vicious, barbaric, brutal, savage Zionist state. It needed to dock at some European countries, and it couldn't dock. So where did it dock? In Egypt. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I bear witness that the believers, the Muslims of Egypt, are free of the oppressors who are running the country of Egypt. And who have allied themselves with this alliance, as well as the alliance of Saudi Arabia, Muhammad bin Salman, the Emirates, Muhammad bin Zayd, and all of them that have followed that path. مَنْ مَشَى مَعَ ظَالِمٍ لِيُعِينَهُ. Whoever walks with an oppressor, meaning joins with them to help them, to support them in their oppression. وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ. Whilst knowing that the people that they are helping are oppressing. The first genocide in history that is being recorded live. For the last 26 days, the people of Jabalia have been massacred like it's a turkey shoot. You know what's a turkey shoot? Free for all. For the last 26 days in Jabalia. We are now on 391 days of one of the worst massacres in human history. Why one of the worst massacres? Because the people that are being massacred don't even have an army. But yet they are standing and they are fighting. Allahu Akbar. So whoever walks with an oppressor in order to aid them or assist them whilst knowing that they are oppressing, فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ. They have left the fold of Islam. The Mufti of Saudi Arabia, not the present one, the previous one, may Allah forgive him and grant him Jannah. Sheikh Abdullah bin Baz. At least he, on this issue, he kana shuja'an. He said, maybe he said it for today. Had he said it today, had he been alive today, I guarantee you would be behind bars. What did he say? Qala, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, sabiqan, the previous one, Sheikh Abdullah bin Baz, he said, man dhahara al-kuffara ala al-muslimin, أو يساعده بأي نوع من المساعدة فهو كافر مثلهم. I'm not saying it. The Mufti says it. What did he say? Anybody that helps the kuffar against a Muslim. Anybody that helps a kafir against a Muslim. Or supports them with any kind of support, then he is a disbeliever just like them. The words of who? Of Sheikh Abdullah bin Baz. Rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah forgive him and grant him Jannah. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, what is the bottom line then? There's so much more that can be said. In fact, I wanted to go through so many of the other verses, especially with regards to the A'rab, the Bedouins that stayed behind from Juhayna and Aslam and Ashja. Those that said, no, we are, you know, we are busy. We're busy with our lives, you know. We can't go on this trip with you, O Messenger of Allah. And they just embraced Islam. But Iman had not yet entered their hearts. I know the situation seems hopeless, but wallahi, that is a word that should not be in our dictionaries. As long as there's Allah, there is hope. And what is happening right now is already a victory from Allah. In fact, I spoke to a youngster from Gaza the other day. He's living here now in Cape Town. He says, you know, the tranquility. Remember with the Treaty of Hudaybiyah? Allah put tranquility. Even though it seemed like they were losing. Even though it seemed like they were being humiliated. Allah put tranquility into the hearts and contentment into the hearts of the believers. He says, you know, with everything that's going on. Remember, wallahi, you and I can't imagine it. Every single day, people being massacred. Masajid being destroyed. Schools, university, everything is gone. Now, Lebanon, I think they just now today, this morning, blew up another, the Zionist forces blew up another masjid. They've destroyed over 1,000 masjid. And I'm speaking Arabic now, because you use the singular if it's over 10. But I'm speaking English, so we say 1,000, at least 1,000 masajid have been destroyed in Gaza, along with the schools, and even the cemeteries. Allah, we can helter skelter from the north to the south, from the south to the center, from the center to the north, from the north to the center, from the center to the south, from the center. And people are just being massacred, people are just being slaughtered. So it seems like we are losing. Wallahi, this is a clear victory from Allah. Because just like the youngster from Gaza said, he said, you know, the more we lose, the more of us are martyred. It's like the more contented we become and the more our hearts are filled with iman and tawakkul ala Allah and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does that mean? That what's happening in Gaza now, Allah is paving the way for the final victory and for the destruction of the enemy. Rabbana la tu'akhidna. Make dua with me. Rabbana la tu'akhidna. Rabbana la tu'akhidna. Inna sina wa akhta'na. Don't hold us blameworthy, Ya Allah, if we make a mistake or forget. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Ya Allah, don't hold us responsible for that which we cannot bear. لا طاقة لنا. ربنا لا تحملنا ما طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us for the little bit that we are doing, Ya Allah. واغفر لنا وارحمنا. And forgive us, Ya Allah, and shower your entire ummah with mercy, Ya Allah. وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَانْصُرْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا أَنْتَ يَا رَبِّ. Not the East, not the West. Not Russia, not China, certainly not America, the United Kingdom or Europe, and not even the United Nations. Anta Mawlana. Ya Allah, you are our Lord, you are our guide, you are our protector, Ya Allah. Anta Mawlana. Fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. So grant us victory over a disbelieving people. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي باغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك واهديك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث ما رواه الطبراني قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مشى مع ظالم ليعينه وهو يعلم أنه ظالم فقد خرج من الإسلام فيخط الأفاضل التي نراها اليوم في هذه الأيام العويصة إنها كما وصف الله تعالى صلح الحديبية في كتاب الله فإنها هي عبارة عن فتح مبين لأن الله تعالى بعد صلح الحديبية الله سبحانه وتعالى هيأ للمسلمين لنصرهم العظيم لما فتحوا مكة المكرمة وبعد ذلك فتحوا الدنيا من مشارق الأرض إلى مغاربها من الأندلس غربا والصين شرقا فنسأل الله تعالى أن يجعل هذه الأيام كذلك أيام لاستعداد جيش المسلمين لاسترداد الأرض المقدسة وبيت المقدس والمسجد الأقصى آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا. هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين أهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم، من والاهم من المنافقين، من موالاهم من الخذلة ومن الخونة. اللهم انصرنا يا الله. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم، فإنهم لا يعجزونك، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى والبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استقيموا تراصوا لا تختلفوا. Close all gaps. Heels in line. Shoulder to shoulder. استو صفوفكم. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما ليدخل المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ويكفر عنهم سيئاتهم وكان ذلك عند الله فوزا عظيما ويعذب المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات الضالين بالله ظن السوء عليهم دائرة السوء وغضب الله عليهم ولعنهم وأعد لهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتوقروه وتسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين جماعة المسلمين I failed in my duty last week to remind everybody starting with myself to make dua for our matriculants because the matriculants have started writing their exams. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all that which is good for them and make them successful in their studies. Allahumma ja'alhum min al-mutafawiqeen fi dirasatihim. Allahumma wafiqhum likulli ma tuhib wa tarda ya rabbal alameen. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين وتقبل شهداءنا يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Yeah, 100%. any grandchildren here? So she must now play with the grandchildren. The UK is a vassal state of the Zionist controlled United States. There is no more United States. They are all, I don't use the word in the masjid. It starts with a sheen and ends with a tamar buta.
Okay. I get the next
But like in prostitution, this is exactly what it is. They prostituted their own souls. When I listen to a black man like David Lammy, that is just a camouflage. Well, this is the thing, you see, you get black Zionists, white Zionists, yellow Zionists, Christian Zionists, Jewish Zionists, Hindu Zionists. This is going to lead up to the Malhala, because the main enemy, their number one enemy, not the Palestinians, it's the Muslims. Islam is there. For them, it's the greatest enemy.